7. Universe reflectivity. The conjoined actor is able to coordinate all levels of universe actuality in such manner as to make possible the simultaneous recognition of the mental, the material, and the spiritual. This is the phenomenon of universe reflectivity, that unique and inexplicable power to see, hear, sense, and know all things as they transpire throughout a super universe, and to focalize, by reflectivity, all this information and knowledge at any desired point. The action of reflectivity is shown in perfection on each of the headquarters worlds of the 7 super universes. It is also operative throughout all sectors of the super universes and within the boundaries of the local universes. Reflectivity finally focalizes on paradise. The phenomenon of reflectivity, as it is disclosed on the super universe headquarters worlds in the amazing performances of the reflective personalities there stationed, represents the most complex interassociation of all phases of existence to be found in all creation. Lines of spirit can be traced back to the sun, physical energy to paradise, and mind to the third source, but in the extraordinary phenomenon of universe reflectivity there is a unique and exceptional unification of all three, so associated as to enable the universe rulers to know about remote conditions instantaneously, simultaneously with their occurrence. Much of the technique of reflectivity we comprehend, but there are many phases which truly baffle us. We know that the conjoined actor is the universe center of the mind circuit, that he is the ancestor of the cosmic mind, and that cosmic mind operates under the dominance of the absolute mind gravity of the third source and center. We know further that the circuits of the cosmic mind influence the intellectual levels of all known existence. They contain the universal space reports. And just as certainly they focus in the 7 master spirits and converge in the third source and center. The relationship between the finite cosmic mind and the divine absolute mind appears to be evolving in the experiential mind of the Supreme. We are taught that, in the dawn of time, this experiential mind was bestowed upon the Supreme by the Infinite Spirit. And we conjecture that certain features of the phenomenon of reflectivity can be accounted for only by postulating the activity of the Supreme Mind. If the Supreme is not concerned in reflectivity, we are at a loss to explain the intricate transactions and unerring operations of this consciousness of the cosmos. Reflectivity appears to be omniscience within the limits of the experiential finite and may represent the emergence of the presence consciousness of the Supreme Being. If this assumption is true, then the utilization of reflectivity in any of its phases is equivalent to partial contact with the consciousness of the Supreme.